Greetings, programs. Welcome to your weekly reveal on the CoSG Pod. I'm your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Guys, can you believe we're already at the end of Hortoberfest 2, the Hortobering?
No, I cannot.
I mean, it has flown by. I believe it's been a success, and we're going to go out with a bang. We're going to travel all the way back to 1986. All right, I'm going to give two big names. Rob, don't guess. I want to see if Ryan can get it. I'm going to go right for it this week.
I can't.
I'm going to name number one and number two on the call sheet.
Wow, okay. Right for the jugular.
I'm going right for it just to see, because it will be funny if Ryan also doesn't get it from these two people.
I won't.
Right. This movie stars Gina Davis.
Okay, I'm aware of her, yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I can't think of a single movie she's been in right now, but...
I already know it.
Yeah. Wait, what year was it? 86?
1986.
Okay.
This movie also stars Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
Wow, man. Wow.
Gina Davis and Jeff Goldblum in a movie together.
Uh-huh. And I'll throw out another hint. It's not Earth Girls Are Easy. Right, that was the one they were in together.
I was going to say, were they in that together?
That would be a very odd inclusion for Hortoberfest.
It was. I mean, it has aliens.
Oh, this. I guess that helps, too. Yeah, with my guessing. This should be a horror movie or some type of...
Nope. We are in Hortoberfest, nope. Too.
The Hortober. Did nothing for me. Nothing.
I don't know if any of the other cast is going to help.
Yeah, Ryan, I went big, too.
Yeah, I told you.
What if I said this is a David Cronenberg movie?
That wouldn't do a thing for me.
I believe it's a remake, right?
Yeah.
I believe.
Is it The Fly?
This is The Fly.
Oh, okay.
You nailed it, Ryan.
Davis
in the... Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Gina Davis is in The Fly.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay. I saw this remake in 87 or 88, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. And not since, huh?
Don't think so. No. But yeah, that's simply a remake. I mean, science experiment. The fly gets in a little chamber. He becomes part fly. Yeah, I got you there.
Do you remember that from the movie or from the Simpsons episode when the fly gets in the machine?
I mean, from everything. It's a pretty big pop culture thing without, so... Who knows? But
and we've talked about The Fly on this podcast with the spit. I can't remember what episode we did on the Koji. Yeah. Go listen to our entire back catalog and you'll find it.
And let us know on social media.
Once you find it out, right? Yeah.
Let us know which one it was. Please. please. But of course, it's probably Mimic. Yeah. Thank you, Super Producer E.
Yeah.
It was probably most definitely Mimic. That is also a bug movie. We haven't done a lot of... Does Tremors count as a bug movie?
I don't know if I'd call it Graboid bugs.
Close enough.
Yeah, maybe close enough.
I mean, they're really big bugs, but you got big bugs.
I mean, Mimic's pretty big.
Yeah, and the only good bug is a dead bug. We'll get there. Not yet. We'll get to Starship Troopers. There's only so much time during the day to get bug movies. We've done Tremors, we've done Mimic, and now we're going to do The Fly. Starship Troopers, maybe late this year, early next year. We'll get to it. But of course, you could find this on Fubo TV. I always want to call it Fubo TV.
For us, by us.
Yeah. They've really branched out. They got their own thing going on. But it's also on AMC TV everywhere. Is that just like the AMC app? Or?
Yes, I'm sure it is. It's their AMC
Plus. Okay, it's not. But I know they have Plus because they keep trying to get me to get it.
Oh.
They're like, don't you want to watch the next episode of The Walking Dead a week early? And not really. If I could watch the whole season, I would consider it. But early access to show is not an interesting thing to me. And Philo TV, whatever that is. Pillow TV?
Sure.
Yeah. A bunch of free, or you can just buy it, Ryan. Probably for like $4 or $5. There you have it. We're ending Hortoberfest with a bang. Or excuse me, Hortoberfest 2, the Hortobering. Gotta continue with the branding. We'll see you guys Wednesday. End of line.
In a world where science is stranger than fiction, one chaotician will take the longest route between motion sickness and Dramamine by inventing teleportation. Watch this reimagining that remixes DNA and redefines the body horror genre in one of David Cronenberg's most Cronenbergian films, starring Jefferson Goldblum and Gina Davis. Be afraid. Be very, afraid of Earth Girls and the Fly.